We seem to think that donkeys are retarded, but I don't think so. At least the Bible don't think so. Because we see in the Bible that when Saul's father lost some donkeys, he didn't just send the servants out to look. He personally assigned Saul to go and look for the donkeys that were missing. Donkeys in the olden days have got value, and that value was their willingness to bear whatever burden was put upon them. And for that reason, maybe people say, oh, the donkey, you're stupid, you know. Whatever just people put on you, you just carry the load. It was a animal that was used for transportation of goods. And it was widely used when it was impossible for chariots or for machines to go over mountain, narrow mountain tracks. And that's where the donkey is at its best. To carry that burden through the narrowest of trails and roads in the mountains. And Mike's not here. I learned a term when I was in South Africa, and that term was called buyer donkey. You know, maybe a Portuguese friend would be able to identify in that, you know, the Portuguese language, maybe as dear as the Dutch language, where buyer a donkey. And I say, yeah, I know where to buy donkeys. You know, there are plenty of donkeys in India. And they all laugh because they say, we are not buying donkeys, because what buyer a donkey means, thank you very much. So it's buyer a donkey, thank you very much. But in Matthew chapter 24, we see Jesus talking to his disciples as he was going into Jerusalem, and he said to his disciples, go into the city, and there you will find a donkey and a colt. And Matthew chapter 24, correct. 24, 21, 31. Chapter 21. Okay. See? Even prophets miss their pages. It says, go, verse 2. Go immediately, and you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him with them. And a great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? So the multitude say, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. So we see this great scene of Jesus coming into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And as he rode into the donkey, the crowds begin to respond.